Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You've got some new players now, some new defensemen, some new forwards, new goaltender. How are you guys going to get better defensemen? I know you talked in April about that you need to get better defensively. How are you guys coming into camp and going to accomplish?
A lot of ways. I think first our guys have had a good summer when it comes to preparing for this year, understanding, you know, that what our needs as a team have to be. A little bit of structural, you know, work we've done as a coaching staff on putting ourselves in a better place to try to keep the goals against down, because we need to be better in that area. I think we look at some of the bodies we brought in. We're going to have a healthy Norris, the two defensemen, Danforth, real hard body to play against, Doan, hard kid to play against. So the hardness, some of the one-on-one puck compete, I think will help us in that area also.
How disconcerting is the UPL issue? And on the other hand of that, tell us what your impression was of Georgia, knowing what you know.
Yeah, you know, UPL is a situation right now. We don't really know, you know, where that's going to go. I think I'm optimistic that this is going to be, you know, like a little short term, but still have to protect ourselves. Georgiev, I mean, obviously I had him when he was young in New York. I think he's proven that he's a good quality goaltender in this league. I think he's got something to prove. I had several long conversations with him before we got into bringing him into camp. And I think his head is in the right place, and I think he's a guy that we needed protection, and he'll give us that.
In this impact with Jordy, how does this impact bringing him in, the pecking order for the goalies, or is there a pecking order yet?
There is no pecking order because we don't know really. I mean, UPL – obviously is the guy that we're looking at to be our goaltender. But with his situation, we needed another guy.
How valuable is it as a coaching staff to have the full camp compared to last year?
I think the full camp is going to be real important, where we're just going to stay in one place. And we've got a focus group. Like I said, our guys have had a good off season. And now we got to go out and go to work.
How much of a better idea do you have of what this team is and what it needs, and after having laying the foundation and learning what you did from last year?
I've learned a lot, obviously. Last year, I mean, you need growth by adversity. I think as a staff, we faced it. As players, we faced it. I go back to the last 20 games where we were still digging in without some key players and playing some young guys. We played the type of hockey that would put us in the right place to be where we want to be when the year ends.
How much is that, the way that the season ended with that and the performance, how much does that encourage you going into this season?
I am really encouraged. I mean, first of all, like I said, we've had a good off season. I'm not going to overstate it, but we have some of the changes we're going to make. I think should help our team. I still look at our team. We've got not many teams have a 44 goal scorer, 37, a couple 20 goal scorers. We need to be better at keeping it out of our net than we need about scoring more goals. So, and I think there's a real good understanding, and where we lack the consistency. You know, there's games where we were able to lock it down and win games. When you look at the league as a whole, you know, when I think the number is 78% of the games were one-goal games or two-goal games with an empty net. It just tells you that in tight situations you have to be able to win those hockey games. We didn't win enough of them.
27 goals with JJ, is that where maybe Norris in a second year the league can come in to maybe help account for that?
Definitely, Paul. I think we haven't even got to see. I think we will get an opportunity now to see the real Norris, a guy that's trained all summer, is healthy. It's his first year of training for several years because of dealing with what he'd been dealing with. We know that he's an elite player. I think you can recover some of the goals there. I think at the same time, we've got a guy that is a real good two-way player, 200-foot player, can play well defensively, a guy that we're going to look at almost in every situation. Kulik, I think, stepped in the absence of our top center, and he did a heck of a job as a young centerman. He was a big part of that last 20 games, and I think there was good chemistry there with the way he played in his own end, helping Tage out of the zone and freeing Tage up to be a little bit more up ice. That kind of connection was something that was important to us.
We have Michael Kessler, and I don't think we've had a chance to ask you about him. I mean, obviously, the right shot.
We have size, we have skating, we have physicality. I think we've got a player that is on the, you know, kind of the cusp of just becoming a really good two-way player in this league. I really feel that the right-handed shot defenseman will be just a big asset for us, moving pucks up ice, moving pucks to the neutral zone, low to high in the offensive zone where you're not digging pucks off the wall on your backhand. But we've got a guy that's really excited to be here and a guy that I think can be a big piece. He's got size. He's got everything.
You have the unique perspective of having been here before and now back. So you're really the only person who's been aware of the 14-year drought, while these players haven't. How is your perspective? Do you address it? Do you approach it? Or do you flush it?
Flush it. I'll say this again. Some of these guys have been just go to the organization. Some have been here for the full 14. Some have been here for half of it. Some players have been here for one or two. We have to just focus on one game at a time. We can't spend any time on it. The best teams in this league are going to lose 30 games.
Olin and Kesselring together a lot. Can Kesselring help Olin maybe become a better player if they, you know, have a consistency together?
I look at our defense crew, and if you look at two guys you're putting on the ice that are 6'5", both guys can skate. I think the biggest thing I've tried to mention is the defending part. We have to be better. Every player has to be better in that era. Owen has to be better. Owen's growth through some adversity last year might come at the hands of Michael. He might be able to help him out. But I think Michael's at the stage where he understands what it is to be a good player in this league. And Owen is right on the tip of that, too.
You know, when you came in with New Jersey, you would often talk a lot about Dalvin. Now you're his coach. You saw last year, he was a top 10 Norris guy. How elite, how much of a ceiling can he have here, and how much does he need to really help carry this team?
I think any elite defenseman is the guy you look to. And we've seen what when the game is kind of on the line, what he can offer from an offensive stance, from a defensive stance. He's a game changer. We know that. He understands that. I think there's parts of his game he's still working on to improve. And I think that's one of the qualities that a really good player can have, is they're never happy with their game.
You said just a second ago you have to flush the whole 14-year thing. You have to do that internally. I get that. How do you figure this team's going to deal with it, though, constantly hearing it when you go on the road, when you hear it from fans here? I mean, it's going to be everywhere until it goes away.
Win games. Win games will force other people to talk about, boy, you guys are winning a lot of games. Just win games. Play good hockey and win games. Talk is cheap. We're going to have to just win games. I want to see where they. That's a tough team to play against. That was a tough team to play against. That was a hard game.
Understanding what you said a couple minutes ago about how close games in this league are, what gives you the confidence that your power play can be more effective this year and potentially help you get a little bit more production in those close games?
So power play percentages went up in the league too. I think the average was like 21.8. I look at the last 50 games. We got off to a terrible start. We are looking at improvement, like from the start of the year to where we're at. We got that improvement. We look at, like, a Norris stepping in now, how he can help us. You know, what Zucker was doing for us. I think we found, and I believe this, that the best power plays have five guys that stay together almost the whole year. And now with Norris stepping in, we feel we've got a unit of five that we're looking at that can help us win hockey games. And it is a very important part of the game. And even though that first couple months, you know, it wasn't good enough for us, we were still right there late November if our power play would have pushed through.
Wendy, when you evaluated your coaching staff in the offseason, made the decision to bring back all the assistants, obviously switched out the strength coach. I'm curious what went into those decisions to retain those guys and also to swap things out at the strength coach.
First of all, I wanted continuity. Second, I did explore the opportunity to try to improve the staff. I looked at last year, two new coaches coming in, myself and Seth Appert, and the continuity I want to carry from last year this year, knowing that all of us have to be better. We all have to be better. Seth knows this group better. I know this group better. Marty is the one guy that's been involved with the defense. And there's a lot of areas that we can still continue to improve. But the thought of the continuity going from last year to this year, with two new coaches coming in last year, at the end of the day, I decided to keep it the way it was. And I believe in this group. I do. We spend endless hours. We know where there's areas we need to improve, and we're going to improve them.
What do you think you're getting in that new strength staff? We've heard some guys talk about maybe this will be a tough camp, conditioning-wise. Like
Some guys think it's going to be a tough camp.
All of them, so.
So I've said we've had a good summer. I will say that I was just part of watching what was going on downstairs, and we've got quite a few players. I'm really impressed with where they're at after 5 months. And I've said when you have 5 months from the end of the season to now to make huge strides, you should be able to if you're not a playoff team or a playoff player. I think we've got that. I've watched them skate now for a couple of weeks, and now just watching some of the testing down below. The staff has made an impression, that strength staff has made an impression on the players already.
What stands out about Murka to you, and do you want to give him a long look in the preseason, like that a first-rounder often gets, you know, play him four or five games? Maybe?
First of all, the focus will be making sure that the group we have, which I think is a real strong group, we get those guys in the right place. Really have liked the kids play in the prospect games. I think everybody feels that this is going to be a good prospect for us. I have no real long-term plan. He'll play a couple games, but the focus will be that, you know, the group we have, making sure that that group is ready to go.
We know Dylan wants to be in the middle of the battle. We know that part of him. He's got a great shot. Do you see an offensive upside to him also as you look at him as a player?
Yeah, I think, you know, you never want to take that away from anybody. I think there is an offensive side. I think it is a side that sometimes there's surprises. It could be a good surprise for us.
How different do you think your forward lines are going to look just with all the new pieces, and how quickly would you like to get things set to get chemistry before the season starts?
You know, I think it is the one thing that we immediately start playing with, you know, with a healthy Norris and how he looks. What your top six could look like. You know, if you go back to the end of the year where we ended up with, you know, Kalik in the middle and McLeod and Krebs, and then an Ostlund or something that we're playing in those last, now you're looking at a, you know, Norris, McLeod, Kalik, you know, that's going to, I think it'll play out. I mean, I'm extremely optimistic about how Norris is going to fit in and who he'll fit in with, and but at the same time, you can look at, you know, he could be playing with a Thompson if Tuck is, you know, maybe on the line right below him. So, you know, we've talked about different options, and when I look at it, I think all the options are really good. I think we have some organizational depth with our four. We have guys that are going to push for, you know, can I be, you know, maybe one rung up in the ladder, which I think is a good place to be.
Because of Norris being back healthy, do you just start the way you finished with Tejo on the wing?
Initially, I think so. You know, and I've had conversations with Tejo. It doesn't matter to him. I think that at the same time, you'll see inside of a game, he'll still take face-offs in his own zone. He'll get some reps at center ice, knowing that we can use him there. I just liked his point production better when he was on the wing. And it frees up a guy like that who can shoot and get a little ahead of the play sometimes to get the extra opportunities.
Kevin talked about a end-of-camp retreat that the team will have. Apparently a bonding session. Can you expand on that?
We are going to really team culture. I don't even call it bonding. I'm just going to call it culture. How we want to treat each other, how we want to play, how as a group we're going to come together as a family and get this done.
Feel the importance of behind, you know, this idea.
I did it in Jersey. Did it twice there. You know, felt it was really good for the group. I mean, not just players, but I'm talking equipment staff, our whole staff being together, knowing that we're all in this together. And it is going to be about having a couple sessions where we're going to work on stuff that is culture of our team.
What is your vision for this team? What do you want to see on the ice when this team steps on it October 9th against the Rangers?
Hard to play against and play well defensively.
I know last year you had a crunch time-wise to be able to cut down the roster. How quickly do you want to get it down to?
Holy crap, you're way ahead of me now. I think last year was because of really because of the Europe and leaving that and not knowing the players. Now I really feel I have a better handle on these players. I will admit right now I didn't have a good enough handle on the players. I was optimistic about where some guys would be last year, and I was wrong.
What do you need from your third pair? I think we can kind of piece together who likely your top four guys are.
I'm not even going to get into pairs and third pairs, and I would like us to have six really good defensemen and three really good pairs. Whatever those pairs are, I think inside of a game, if you need more offense, you may see pairs switch. You might put your top two offensive guys. We might, if you're in a real tight game, you might see your top two defenders playing together a lot. But not concerned with that at all.
You mentioned culture and the team building you're going to do. How big of an emphasis was culture in some of these moves you made this offseason, whether it was Danforth, Doan, Kesselring? Everybody kind of describes these guys as culture guys.
Yeah, I think it's everything. You can throw Gertsen in there, too, as part of that. He's a tremendous character guy. Hard guys. All these guys are hard guys. All these guys are incredibly hard workers. And you know, look at Dansforth, how he got to where he got. That's an incredible story in itself. You know, players that have fought their way and have been able to get there and now can make a difference. And I think they can help us be difference makers.
Did you feel you had to make a change in the strength and conditioning?
Last year, during the year.
Lindy, you're going to have...
I'm not going to put a date on, but during the year, Paul.
You're going to have a full training camp this year rather than having to pack up and go to Europe halfway through. How will that help you kind of reiterate your philosophies and your culture this year?
You know, we don't have travel to worry about. We don't have, you know, activities that are abroad or traveling somewhere else. We get the plantar fasciitis practice every day. We get to meet in our own facility every day. I think that alone has a lot of value to it.
Noticed in your conversations with Tage Thompson just about his mindset. I mean, he won gold at the Worlds. He was back here early. He's got a real shot at the Olympic team. Like, have you noticed a different look in his eye at all?
Yeah. Incredibly focused. I think the Olympics is a big deal for players. I think it's a big deal for him. I think his experience at the Worlds was a great experience. You know, he played with Doan and Kesselring over there. They were part of that experience. So, you know, we have three guys that were, I don't care what event you're playing in, but you win it. It brings you together. It shows you that you can be a winner. So, you know, instantly I think Tage got a real good taste for that. I mean, the winning goals on the end of his stick. I think it'll drive players. It'll drive. It's driven him. I think he's another guy that's had a real good summer. So I'm excited for him.
Can he bring that attitude to his teammates?
What's that?
Can he bring that gold medal attitude to his teammates? Can that wear off?
I think. First and foremost, you do it on the ice, and then you know you back it up with whatever you need after that, Paul. But I think when you have those qualities that you've just come off winning, I think he understands now. He was part of winning. You get a good feel for it, and it'll help push him. It'll help him be a guy that can help push his teammates.
What does Justin Danforth's journey kind of illustrate about him? I mean, there are very few guys like him in the league, really, when you look at where he started and where he's gotten.
It just tells you about a guy that never quits. Yeah, you know, he's had this dream, and the dream stayed alive. And, you know, a heck of a player in Europe, in Finland, and then over in Russia, and then came back and, you know, made it and has found a way to, you know, buy into whatever he needs to get done, whether it's be a guy that's extremely hard to play against, whether a guy that you need to score goals. You've got a little bit of everything there. So his journey is a journey of willpower.
Is there a plan for the letters yet? I assume your captain will be the same. But beyond that,
my plan for the letters, they will still stay the same.
Is there a universal trait over the course of your career with teams that have success, make the playoffs, and the teams that fall short?
You have to be able to defend. If you're going to be a winning team, you have to be able to defend. You have to be able to score, but this, at important times, you got to be able to defend where you know you can win a game that's 3-2 and you can keep it there.
Lindy, you said culture a few times. What is the culture of the Sabres this season? What do you want it to be?
Hard work and defending.
Zach Benson, obviously finished the season playing on the top line. Do you think that he's capable of that across 82 games?
I think he's capable of it. I think if you're in that situation, Zach had a lot of opportunities but didn't finish. You know, I think his finish had to, you know, it has to be better if you're going to be in that situation. So, you know, I look at him. His playmaking ability was something that was, you know, really good with Tage. And how hard he plays was really good. But I think, you know, I look at some of the breakaways and some of the high-quality opportunities that, you know, didn't finish on, that I think if you're going to be that, you know, that top-line player, it has to convert into being in the back of the net.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.